Now it's time for your letters, all of them today, in response to our story on Monday on the growing popularity of e-cigarettes and the growing pressure to regulate them. Several e-cig users, known as vapers, wrote to say the devices changed lives and helped them quit smoking, among them Reese Williams of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
The former smoker writes, "I can breathe again. I even joined a gym. The flavors aren't for kids. I like strawberry, raspberry, and very berry, and I am 34 years old." Mr. Williams says his plan is to step down the nicotine content in his e-cigarettes until he's at zero.
Other listeners wrote in, concerned that ingredients in e-cigarettes may, after further research, turn out to be more hazardous than currently thought. Cynthia Robinson of Newark, Delaware, writes, "This is not just a gateway to cigarette smoking. If an addictive substance like nicotine can be delivered this way without regulation, other harmful and addictive substances could also be vaped as well. They might as well call it an e-bong."
Meanwhile, Christina Bewley of Oklahoma City says there is another, less nefarious use for e-cigarettes: theater. She writes, "A lot of theater groups are in buildings that do not allow smoking, and electronic cigarettes allow us to include smoking in plays that call for it while not smoking in the building. In addition, a lot of audience members don't tolerate smoke, and electronic cigarettes solve that problem. Some electronic cigarettes look enough like the real thing that audiences far enough away cannot tell the difference."
Well, whether you like what you hear or something we've said has smoke pouring out of your ears or vapor, drop us a note. You can reach us at npr.org. Just scroll to the very bottom of the page and click on Contact.
This is NPR News.